Yeah, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. Last night in the Titans and Newcastle game, have a listen to this audio.
Beg your pardon?
Black roll.
Hey, Tyrone. Can you hear us, mate? Tyrone! Mate, if you want to make a complaint, tell us who it is and we'll deal with it now. Tyrone, I need you to tell me if you want to go on with it or not. Do you want to deal with it or not, mate? Okay, we can't go on with it any further then.
Well, that's ridiculous in its own right. He was called a Black Sea by a back rower of the Newcastle team. And if you look at the video, you know exactly who it is. We're not sure if we're allowed to say his name on radio or not, but you'll be able to actually see it. It's easy enough to work it out.
Del, this is unacceptable. I think you sit there and look at, you know, referee Chris Sutton's pulled him over and said, can you address it right now? I don't think a player who's just been vilified should have to sit there and think, I've got to make a decision now about dragging all of this through at that stage. I think that has then been taken out. He can just say that happened and it should be just addressed by the referee, like the after the game.
Match review. Match review look at every incident, crusher tackles or a head high, and they give certain decisions on 1 week or 2 weeks or what grading certain things are. Why can't they say this whole incident is on report? Can't expect Peachy to come up with the right answer right there and then. He's a little bit confused and he's just been called a Black Sea at the end of the day. The whole process is bad and poor. Or why can't the referee go, you know what? We're going to have a look at that now. And you know what? Back rower from Newcastle, who we now know who it is, you're off.
But is Tyrone Peachy just thinking in those moments, you know, do I have to go through what Goodsey and Greg Inglis and Latrell Mitchell have been through?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to bag Peach because we've all been through it. And you sort of don't want to call him out because then you understand what the ramifications are. So he's probably thinking if it's been said, you know, if it's allegedly been said, the effect of it that it has, just not on him, his family, the questions. You know, we talk about racism in sport. There's no place for it, but we're never going to stop it, boys. I've said this to you before. It's happened to me when I played for Australia, happened to me when I played in the NRL. It's happened to the kids today.
Is it more likely to stop, though, if someone turns around and says, right, that back rower from Newcastle, send him off for saying that? Well, there's no way Peachy's just come up with that and said that it's true.
I don't know, but understand this. Adam Goods stood up for the rights of, you know, racism and what he did, and look what happened to him. So a lot of the boys, I reckon, as much as they stand up and, you know, and they see it that way.
So we just let it go, do we?
I don't know what the answer is.
What does the NRL do? Because obviously they came out really strong in terms of voice after the Brent Naden incident in round 14 in Central Coast. What do they do?
It's got to be harsher penalties. That's the way it's got to be if they want to you know, stamp it out. But I actually didn't see that at the time, and then I watched the replay, and then I realised what had sort of transpired. But it's up to Peach. If Peach names him, Peach probably thinks, I don't want to be that guy. And then he's seen what's happened to Latrell, to, you know, the other guys.
Does he need to name him? There's only one back rower in that tackle. We all know who it is. Why can't the NRL come in and say, right, that's what happened, bring that bloke in and suspend him? But that's the only way it's going to actually change, isn't it?
I don't know if it was that bloke. I saw the vision. I don't know. There was a couple of blokes in tackle, wasn't there?
Yeah, but was there one back rower? We know exactly who it is. Why can't we just say exactly who it is? Anyway.
It'll all come out. It'll all come out. But, okay, after last night's result, Sydney Roosters, are they cooked at 2020? And also, how does a team like that bounce back going into a final
season? No, they're not cooked. They've got too good of a culture. Like, they'd be very embarrassed about last night. You know, sometimes you can lose those sort of matches, and I'm not going to say it's good for you.
By 60, though?
Yeah. The Roosters have got such a good culture. Trent Robinson was absolutely livid last night, and the players,
he was embarrassed.
They were embarrassed. They don't get embarrassed too much. They usually do it to teams. They can still bounce back, but it's about the rhythm at the right time of the season.
Okay, a couple of quick ones. Four into Manly, a good call or not?
Look, I said tonight it'd be good for him to go back to Manly, but I think sometimes you got to back some of the young talent, like Schuster. I think MG said tonight, that young Schuster, I'd be backing him. He's a good talent. So I wouldn't have Fives back if Schuster's available.
Okay, Darius Boyd, lacklustre the last few seasons, gave up on a coach, played like an absolute amateur for a couple of seasons. Now we're getting all in love with him again because he's retiring. Then he carries on like a pork chop at the end of the game, kicking the ball in and making the gender announcement. Yeah. Do we look at him and say, you're a fantastic player, but your career now is tainted because of the last couple of years where basically you gave up and didn't play properly?
No, I wouldn't say that. Darius is a good mate of mine. He's done some really good stuff in and around football and even the mental health stuff. So I'm happy that he's finished on his terms. And, you know, that part of what happened last night, that's probably how the season of the Broncos have gone. I wouldn't have done it there, but... you know, what was it with the reveal? I wouldn't have done it at
the gender reveal by kicking a ball and it burst into a pink dust.
So for me, I
look... Is he taking
special
the
moment.
Absolute...
Special moment.
That's okay. But for me, I would have rather them win the game.
Do you think?
Worry about that.
And not get your wooden spoon?
Okay, I know. The Broncos have got the wooden spoon, I get
it. All right, Burley Curley, all thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. More on the Dead Set Legend in just a second.